was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Hello again. Sterling on Sunday Weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Active weather tonight across the Dakotas with a severe thunderstorm watch and a few embedded warnings. New red flag warnings for Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and Idaho. Looking for fire danger there. And new heat advisories again for Texas, Oklahoma. Oh, and our flash flood watch for a deep plume of tropical moisture over Louisiana into Mississippi and now northward into Tennessee. Lousy way to start the new week with locally heavy rainfall for the Tennessee Valley, drifting eastward along a stationary front over Dixie tonight. That same front is directing a tropical wave past Georgia and South Carolina, and we have Dorian headed to the Windward Islands. More on that coming up. But first, what's your weather tomorrow? Dry and very comfortable for the northeast, mid-Atlantic down to Georgia. That tropical moisture from the Gulf up to the Great Lakes. Heaviest rains near Nashville. Severe weather from Kansas through Missouri into Iowa, and more rain farther north through the Twin Cities. And the western half of the country will be hot and dry. No big storms this week, just watching Dorian. And more on that coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Drone footage of Rick LaGina carrying a box. Details later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight on Heartland Headlines, we visit a radio station that time forgot. So naturally, one of my favorites, buried deep in the woods of northern Minnesota. Coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Gary O'Neill. The question is, why can't women in America enjoy the same freedom as men do when it comes to going in public topless? I'm going to address this issue later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You know, what's wrong with me? I really should preview all of these teases before I go on the air. Is Gary Arnell doing his own show now? He's brought in a topic. He's going to discuss the issue. He's going to discuss these stuff. No, we're not going to do that. No, let me help you. We're going to do stupider things. Let's do stupider things. Well, here's a great challenge, my friend. Last week, this week, and next week, ta-da! Most school systems. Oh, by the way, did you email me any of this, any of the audio I need to actually do the show? Did you send me audio? Let me look at my email. Let me look at my email. Did you send me audio? La, 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 la. Okay. So school starts through most of the country last week. Here's the deal. The key to success in school, the key to happiness in school is very different than what I used to think it was. I have three daughters, and they identify success in school is, am I in classes with my friends? My daughters are not eight. My daughters aren't eight. They're like in high school. And I say, well, do you got the classes that you want? Do you have the teachers that you want? Yeah, well, I think I'm in some classes with my friends. It never occurred to me that success in school equaled in classes with my friends. This may be a boy-girl thing. Because never once when I was in high school or middle school did I think, oh, I'll be in a class with my friends. Now I went to a huge public school, so I went to big public schools. The odds of me being in classes with any of my friends were very low. Those were slim chances. Therefore, it never occurred to me. But this seems to be the whole thing. But let me tell you the real terror, the real horror show. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Let me tell you the real horror show. You know, one week I'm going to come in here and everything will be ready at like a quarter to 10. Is that possible? One week I'll come in here and like everything will be ready. No, I don't think so. Now I have to look. Wait, hold on. Give me a second while I type. I know this is very unprofessional. Is this going to type? Yeah, it's going to type. All right. The true terror, though, for most parents, there are two things. Number one is you and I pay too much for property taxes to support these schools, right? Now, I'm not going to get into an issue about taxes and schools. I'm going to deal with the things you and I actually have to deal with. School fees. What the hell is this? I thought the school fee that I paid is under the label property taxes. Aren't my property taxes supposed to cover fees? Isn't that covering it? Instead, I'm just looking now. I got three daughters. I have over $100 in fees that are due by August 30th in fees for art supplies. All right, then I learned something pretty interesting, which is this. I learned that the more money that I give, now get this, the more money I give to the PTO or PTA, depending on your school district, the more money I give as a parent, the more autonomy the principal of my school has. Because the more money he or she gets in the PTO, PTA budget, the more money they get, the less they have to go to the Board of Education for money. It's a slush fund. It's their own money. They can do whatever they want with it. That's why principals hound so much to give to the PTO, PTA, because it helps them show, you ready, a profit. But the more money that the principal has in a slush fund, the less they have to go to the Board of Education and the more autonomy they have for things like, ready, yoga classes, oriental rugs in the classrooms, to have teaching assistants, more teaching assistants, to have a Macintosh lab, more earphones, more eye. How'd that happen? My kid, every kid in our public school system is getting a Chromebook. They're giving them all Chromebooks this year. Now, are they giving them all the software? Oh, no, no. I have to pay for the software. But that's not the real horror. That's horror number one, that I have to pay for fees for a Chromebook, for software for a Chromebook. I hate Chromebooks. I'd never give my kids a Chromebook, ever. Here's the real hell. Everything was going along fine when my kid was in first and second grade until I made the mistake one day of going to school at lunchtime, because they allowed us to visit our kids at lunchtime, to go into the cafeteria and hang out with them if we asked ahead and we got permission. No, really. I go. Now, what was I giving my kid? I was giving my kid a 1988 lunch. I was wrapping a turkey sandwich in foil. I was giving them a jukebox, a piece of fresh fruit, and maybe a treat. That's what I was doing. I go into the school cafeteria, where my kid's surrounded by all of her friends. And what I saw terrified me. What I saw in my kid's cafeteria was absolutely terrifying. I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know what to do about it. I didn't know how other parents managed to adjust to this. It really was very scary. And I will tell you what it was that I saw coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Terror in the lunchroom. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. There are probably things that are happening right now in your public school. You're sending your kids there that make you very nervous, and I want to hear what they are at 888-688-WALT. Why is that? Because all the grown-ups are in bed, and that means I get to tell you my stories, and you get to tell me yours. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This show is Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night. And I love ForHymns.com. It's a one-stop shop for everything that troubles guys. Hair loss, skin care, oh, and sexual wellness for men. Now, let's talk about our day. You go to the pharmacy, and at least twice a week you're in the pharmacy, you're at the pharmaceutical counter, and there's Michelle, who you've been flirting with for months. Fortunately, your wife goes to a different pharmacy, therefore you're able to flirt without her being sure if you're married or not. Now, you come in with a prescription for boner medicine. Your relationship with Michelle in the pharmacy is ruined. I have a great suggestion for you. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Online at forhims.com, forhims.com/Walter, at forhims, you can contact a doctor online Doctor will ask you a few questions, and then you get boner medicine mailed wherever you want. That's right. How much? Costs a fortune, right? No, it's for $5. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for $5 while supplies last. Prescription products are subject to doctor's approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. It could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or a pharmacy. Instead, you can get the medication for free for a $5 a month subscription. Go to forhims.com/Walter. ForHims.com/Walter. That's FORHIMS.com/Walter. ForHims.com/Walter. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Let me tell you, the amount of money that you and I have to spend on fees to get our kids into school for books, smocks, art supplies, the amount of money we put into the lunch account for the school yearbooks, it's crazy. Because I thought, when I turned an adult, that all of those things were covered by property taxes. But they're not. But that's not my real issue. That's not my real problem with the school. My real problem with the school is what happened the first time I visited my daughter's cafeteria at lunchtime. And what I saw in the cafeteria at lunchtime was shocking. Mac in Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Hiya, Mac. How you doing?
Just peachy. So glad that you touched on the school issue. Let me tell you where I'm from. I'm a Ridley High School in the Philadelphia suburbs. And when I was in the Navy, and the Navy had me stationed in Texas, the minesweep capital of the world, we go where we go, no one goes. Where we go, everybody goes. A mine is a terrific thing to waste. My mother is subscribing to the Delaware County Daily Times about an issue of this new school that we're going to build, the new Ridley High School. Nobody wanted it. They went to council meetings. They went to this. They went to that. They tried to use a historical landmark. Instead of refurbishing the older high school and using existing property, no, they built a brand new school that nobody could want. Oops, sorry, we can't afford it. Now teachers get severance packages. Now people are having to pay fees for buses. Hey, you know what on this side of hell is this? Where are the taxes going? Just like you were saying. When you spoke that, oh boy, you just touched a nerve with me in a good way. You're speaking my mind. I mean, I was under the impression.
Do you know why I'm able to do that? Do you know why, Mac, I'm able to do that?
Go for it.
I am one of the greatest talk show hosts who ever lived. And I can probe your mind. I can probe other parts of your body if I wanted to. But for now, we can probe your mind. Therefore, Mac, listening on WPHT, would you like to guess the mystery voice for a chance to win the prize announcement? Are you ready, Mac? Here's the mystery voice. See if you can guess who it is.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
All right, Mac, who do you think that is?
Something the Hispanic Cortez.
No. What is wrong with you people? The disease of many of these radio stations is that anytime I play anything, you automatically assume it's a political figure. I don't do a political talk show. Why? Because I don't want to be bored out of my freaking mind. I don't want to be bored out of my mind. There are only two answers in a political talk show. Why would anybody do that? Why would you waste 50,000 watts of pure power, pure of Tulsa power? Why would you do that to scream at the Democrats? Why the hell would you do that? Instead, let me tell you the true hell that I witnessed the first time I went to my kid's school. Are you ready? And by the way, any mystery voice I play is going to be from this century. So don't say, is it Doris Day? Is it Doris Day? Don't say that. Don't say, is it Doris Day? Is it Cortez? No. Listen again. See if you can guess.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
If you can guess who that is, you win a prize announcement when you call in at 888-688-WALT. Tonight, you and I are talking about the special challenges of starting off school, the school year. This is a big deal. Not necessarily good. You may think, well, it'll be great to get them out of the house. I wish I could get them out of the house. It never turns to be 8 a.m. and then they're gone until 3 p.m. and there's business going on with the wife. No. That never happens. The minute they're in school, the phone starts going. Hello, I forgot my lunch. You have one thing to do. Hello, I forgot my book. You have one thing to do. Hello, I forgot my homework. You had one thing to do. It never ends. I never get a clean day. I never get a day where they go to school at 8:30, and then they come home at 3:30. This never happens. It's nonstop shuttles to the school. Non-freaking-stop. The worst thing that ever happened to me was the first time I visited my kid in school at the cafeteria, because I was giving her a sandwich wrapped nicely, juice box, juice, and some treat. Those Entenmann brownie muffin things, right? I go to the school, and all of a sudden, I'm horrified. I'm castrated. I am freaking castrated by what I saw. I'm looking up and down the rows of these tables where these kids are sitting, and what do I see? I don't see lunch boxes and aluminum foil. I see these magnificent custom-built lunch boxes, and inside of them are multiple containers of varying sizes, color-coded, P for protein, carbohydrates, vegetables, on some sort of ice devices that keep them perfectly iced all day. I don't know how that happens. Because when you go to the game, you don't get that with your beer. These are magnificent custom-made boxes these kids had. But that was secondary to what was in them. There were perfect little carrot slices, beautiful sliced gourmet turkey, chunks of perfect smoked ham. There was mozzarella, not the mozzarella sticks I give them from ShopRite. You know, not the cheese sticks from ShopRite. No. They had handmade mozzarella balls, you know, made by Antoine before they left for school. Antoine would come over and custom chef them in their home, their suburban homes on Grosse Pointe or Shaker Heights, or any one of these other fancy neighborhoods that have custom chefs at all times. Oh, my God. I went home in shame. I felt such guilt about what I was giving my kids for lunch, which up until I saw what other kids had with their bento boxes and their... No, they didn't get sushi. Like, I'd go to, you know, ShopRite and get ready-made sushi maybe once a week as a special treat. No, they weren't getting that. They were getting sushi kits and the tools needed to hand roll their own sushi and very special cloths and instructions in Japanese translated by a translator who would come to them with school. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe what I saw in this in the cafeteria. And every now and then when I venture to go to the cafeteria and see what other kids are given for lunch, it's just I'm racked with guilt. It's as though it's my confirmation all over again. I am just hanging my head in shame. I can't believe what some of these kids get to take to lunch. You're not going to find it at an executive dining room. It's surreal. And it's a lot of pressure. Because I really thought a turkey sandwich, a cheese stick, juice box, a couple carrots, and maybe a treat or two, you know, a brownie from 2 days ago wrapped up, I thought that was enough. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now listen, I have a lot of housekeeping to do. That's my phone number. We'll talk. 888-688-WALT. Look at that. We're on in Atlanta on WSB. Pete Spriggs' career is ruined. If you go to Facebook right now, I do broadcast from my laundry room, and it is live streamed. You can see a video stream of this show from the laundry room. Go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, Walter M. Sterling. Go to Facebook. You can see this show streamed from my laundry room. It's not a joke. We really do it. Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Since we last talked, things have become more active in the Atlantic, and we have Tropical Storm Dorian approaching Barbados, starting in about 24 hours with 50-mile-an-hour winds and locally heavy rainfall. National Hurricane Center is working on the idea that Dorian, in its small, ragged form, will push through the islands and by Tuesday be in the eastern Caribbean. And here's where it gets confusing. Some models think it could become a hurricane. Others think it'll just hit by wind shear and be falling apart. The consensus, we don't know. If Dorian hangs together, moves a little faster, stays north of Hispaniola midweek, then we might have a Labor Day problem. And if Dorian slows down and stays south of Hispaniola, then it's likely the storm will just wash away. Lots to watch, nothing to worry about yet. And there's nothing to worry about with Invest 98, a tropical wave moving slowly northeast, parallel to the southeast coast. NHC is thinking it still has a chance to develop as Aaron, moving out into the Atlantic, and that probably won't happen for a couple of days. We'll be watching. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Drone footage of Rick Legina carrying a box. Details later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight on Heartland Headlines, we visit a radio station that time forgot. So naturally, one of my favorites, buried deep in the woods of northern Minnesota. Coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on Florida Stories, you'll be happy to hear that this week we don't have one story about incest. That's about all I can promise you, though. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Gary Ornell. The question is, why can't women in America enjoy the same freedom as men do when it comes to going in public topless? I'm going to address this issue later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday Fun Makers now present an American Pastoral Cereal. Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. Last time, Josh was shaking off the willies after being me-tooed by Mrs. Ferguson.
That was a close one. Mrs. Ferguson wanted to tousle me in the drive-thru.
What? Oh, here comes another customer. Why, it's Mrs. Fulbright.
My, the brew is shiny and new today. Did you just cut the lawn? A trim lawn improves the entire ambiance of the brew.
Oh, Mrs. Fulbright, you have always had a keen eye for ambient.
I just hope there isn't a sobriety checkpoint anywhere near my trunk.
Sobriety is job number one in this county.
Oh, Officer Catch and Release, can I help you?
Mrs. Fulbright, I hope we don't have to probe you again for Ambien.
Next time on American Drive-Thru Brew, will Mrs. Fulbright pass the 24 hours of no sleep test? That's next time on American Cereal, Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. Word Connor speaking.
688-WALT, you and I are talking about the horror of the first week of school. Michael, listening on WSB in Atlanta, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Sterling. Hey, I got a shout-out from, one of your underlings a long time ago. Eric Von Hessler said I should be looking out for you. So here I am calling. Appreciate it. Love your topic.
Eric is a great talent. Eric is a great talent, and the great thing about Eric's show on WSB from 9 to noon is he doesn't waste 3 hours talking about the Democrats. He actually talks about things you and I might discuss at the food court.
He makes me laugh. He really does. He's got, you know, I've been following him for a long time, though, in the Atlanta area. So, hey, just a little backdrop of your horror, Ari. Where are you at? What state are you in?
I'm in a state of mind.
A state of mind, is that, does that have a county that I might recognize in this lower of the 50 contiguous?
You just can't make it that easy to track me. You just can't.
All right, well, we're in Atlanta, so thank God for West Virginia and Alabama and Mississippi. But my horror, walking into the food court with my four children, Oh, the youngest is 22 now, and I'm 49. So do the math there.
Wow.
All right. But I walked in, doing what you wanted to do, just be there for the kids on a day I could be there. And what I walked into with the test scores and SAT as low as it could be was a food court, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, KFC. I'm like, there's no wonder these kids are failing everything and learn nothing. It's a food court. Okay, I mean, it's only lunch, but come on, the days of get in line, get your silverware, get your tray, and have the lady with the hairnet put the peas and carrots on your plate, and if you played football, you sat at one towards the table, and anything left, you got extra. Those are gone, man. Gone. Sushi? What do you know? I mean, at least they know how to roll sushi.
Is that what they call it now? Now, listen, Michael, who do you think this voice is?
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something?
You know what?
I think that you're bad luck.
Who do you think it is, Michael, in Atlanta?
Well, I'm going to disappoint you. You've already told me it's not AOC, so I don't know. You know, she's got that. It could be my 30-year-old. She sounds the same way.
Thank you very much for your call at 888-688-WALT, Paul, in North Carolina. I just left the Outer Banks. I just drove 15 freaking hours from the Outer Banks. You know, but
yeah.
people who live in North Carolina, you don't go to the Outer Banks, do you?
No.
No, it's like people who live in Jersey. People who live in Jersey, we go to the Jersey Shore. People who live in Pennsylvania go to the Jersey Shore. They don't go to the Poconos. And I said to my friends who live in North Carolina, I said, do you ever go to the Outer Banks? And you know what they all say to me? They say, what's in the Outer Banks? And the answer is nothing, Paul, nothing.
Nothing.
Welcome to the show.
Nothing.
How may I help you, sir?
Well, my boy went to a private school for 8 years on an academic scholarship, and I went and had lunch with him a couple times, and I tell you what, there was some serious gourmet chow there. They had chefs in the kitchen. But it wasn't free, of course, and what we were saving on the scholarship we spent on food. But, when I was in school, I went with my friends all through the years because we all rode the short bus. You going to ask me who the secret voice is?
I'm going to ask you why you haven't triggered the monkey yet. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling. I have so much housekeeping to do. First of all, thank you. Thank you. I was on the Outer Banks. I said last week, gee, I'm giving you the greatest prize anybody could possibly win, which is an excuse to get out of the house. And I invited anybody who was listening to come and join me for lunch. And I thank you to those of you who did come and join me for lunch. And what was special about it is that I did not buy lunch. You had the opportunity to buy your own lunch or to watch me eat lunch, and everybody got to ask me one question. And everybody asked me the same question, which was, do you really do it from the laundry room? It was all guys. Do you really do it from the laundry room? Yeah, I really do it. Who would make this up? I would be so thrilled if I could do it from a spectacular studio, but that's not available. That's not going to be happening. Therefore, I do it in the laundry room from my home. And you can see it right now live streamed on Facebook. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, and you can see it live streamed right now. And share in the chat room the experience with others. That's number one. The other thing I want to share with you is coming up in just seconds, Sean Boucher. I think that's how I pronounce his name. If I was a real talk show host, I would know. There are a lot of questions that I have about the school cafeteria, such as, what should I eat never in the school cafeteria? And what are the secrets of food preparation in the school cafeteria? I always hear about the lunch menu and about the bonding experience and about, you know, this president's wife thought we should have more milk. I never hear anybody say, no matter what, don't eat this. An executive professional business chef will answer our key questions. about the school cafeteria coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
Oh, my gosh. Look at you. Every guy over the age of 30, from time to time, has trouble getting a boner. It's totally normal, and it's a medical condition. It's not a failure. It's not because you're no longer attracted to your partner. It's not because he or she smells bad. No. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that as you get older, sometimes you have trouble getting a boner. That's it. There's nothing more to it than that. And as you know, there's medicine for that, and as you know, it costs a fortune. Not anymore. I made a deal with forhims.com/Walter, 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 and now you can get the boner medicine for free. All you have to do is try Hims for a month for just $5 a month. They'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a real physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling. My gosh, it's finally over. The summer hell, which means summer participation. The thing about summer activities is you have to be invited. You have to be invited to the barbecue, to the swimming event. You have to be invited to the beach. There's nothing creepier than a man going to a beach alone, to an amusement park alone, to a a water park alone. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Sean Boucher, is that how you say your name? Hi, Sean. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, sir. Thank you. And it is how you say my name.
I was able to say that because I'm a professional announcer. Thank you so much for being with us. Sean Boucher is an executive business chef. Now, that's the coolest job in the world because it means you get to be a chef and practice the art of chefdom without the peskiness of customers. So I congratulate you on that. I have two questions for you because I have three kids in public school. And they're under 18. They're in public school. They go to the school cafeteria. So I have a couple questions for you. The first question I have for you is, are there any dark secrets about how the food is prepared at most, not all, at most public school cafeterias? Things we should be aware of, Sean?
Well, that's a great question. I think there is probably a lot of people that wonder about this because school food is kind of like hospital food where it's got a reputation or a stereotype. What I would say about school food is that it may have improved over the years, but the thing that most people don't know about it is that school food is really not cooked on site. So I've worked in schools for many, many years, and one of the things I've always noticed is that over the years, it's gotten predominantly prepackaged, meaning that those chicken nuggets or chicken tenders or french fries or whatever, none of that is going to be made on site. All of that is going to be made in a warehouse somewhere else and shipped in and simply cooked or reheated on site. So really there's not a lot of cooking that goes on in those school kitchens. It's more or less reheating, especially because one of the initiatives that the past presidency had was to improve school nutrition. Well, to do that, they went to primarily prepackaged food that was already done to the nutritional standards in which they had set. So there wasn't a lot of thinking by the people actually preparing the food or actually serving the food to our kids. It more or less just showed up and they were reheating it. So that may or may not be a red flag to some people out there, but that is something that most people don't know.
Sean Boucher is an executive professional chef. He manages major cafeterias, business situations. He doesn't run some goofy restaurant in Jersey. This is a serious guy who's responsible for big budgets and hundreds of meals a day. Now, Sean Boucher, if you're going to a school cafeteria anywhere in America, anywhere in the world, are there some items that under no conditions would you order for yourself?
Again, another great question. You know, I will say this about myself. I am not a picky person. I am the type of guy that will go to a 3-Michelin-star restaurant and enjoy that experience immensely. And I'm also the guy that will go to McDonald's for breakfast and enjoy that experience immensely. I am not somebody who necessarily picks and chooses what I will like and not like without giving it a fair shake. So with that in mind, there's almost nothing that I personally would go through a line and not take, but there are things that I think you should be aware of as listeners of the program. There, I wouldn't call them dirty little secrets, but there are things that you should know how they're done, just so you can judge whether or not you want to take that on. The two things that I would say in this circumstance is probably the soup, because the soup in almost every situation, whether it's a cafeteria or whether it's a buffet line, the soup is made up of whatever is left over from either the day before, the night before, the meal before. It's a way of using up leftovers. Now, to most people, that may or may not raise a flag, but that's the reality of it. The soup is always a way to do that, as well as composed salads. Now, what is a composed salad? A composed salad is something like that pasta salad, or something like that chicken salad or tuna salad, one of those things that has multiple ingredients, is all put together and is ready for your consumption. So that falls into the same thing as the soup. Whatever's left over.
It's pretty interesting, Sean Boucher, because as an executive chef, you would think that the soup and the salad were both safe and nutritious. And if I can't make a decision, I can go to the soup or salad. Now, the big question, Sean, if I want to get in touch with you today, tomorrow, the rest of the week, how do I get in touch with you? Best way to get in touch with Sean Boucher, executive chef.
The best way to get in touch with me is probably at my podcast email address. That is info@businesschef.org. And I'd be happy to answer any questions or comments that anyone might have.
You're the best. I'm going to post that information on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. You can get in touch with Sean Boucher. Finally, the inside information about the school cafeteria. All right, well, this is pretty exciting. Coming up in just seconds, we'll have the usual edition, our horrendous parody of public radio. Plus, I'll have complete national weather for you coming up in just seconds. Why? Well, because this is a morning show at midnight. Repeat after me. Répétez, s'il vous plaît. A morning show at midnight. Sterling on Sunday.
Walter. Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Hello again. Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Active weather tonight across the Dakotas with a severe thunderstorm watch and a few embedded warnings. New red flag warnings for Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and Idaho. Looking for fire danger there. And new heat advisories again for Texas, Oklahoma. Oh, and our flash flood watch for a deep plume of tropical moisture over Louisiana into Mississippi and now northward into Tennessee. Lousy way to start the new week with locally heavy rainfall for the Tennessee Valley, drifting eastward along a stationary front over Dixie tonight. That same front is directing a tropical wave past Georgia and South Carolina, and we have Dorian headed to the Windward Islands. More on that coming up. But first, what's your weather tomorrow? Dry and very comfortable for the northeast, mid-Atlantic down to Georgia. That tropical moisture from the Gulf up to the Great Lakes, heaviest rains near Nashville. Severe weather from Kansas through Missouri into Iowa, and more rain farther north through the Twin Cities, and the western half of the country will be hot and dry. No big storms this week, just watching Dorian, and more on that coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Public Radio's Usual Edition. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and our microphones are covering the latest hot trend in obscure countries. ASMR. It's all the rage among our heavily profiled listeners. ASMR is explained by James Thurgood Clinton Jefferson.
ASMR is the hot online video trend. People with too much money and too much free time rub random objects against a microphone. No, that's actually what ASMR is. Here's an example. This is such a remarkable advance in audio. Now another sound. Here's the sound of your congressman agreeing to a new idea from a community leader.
This edition of the Usual Edition is made possible through the generosity of the Quietly Misguided and the federal grant for the study of asthma and its effect on sand crabs in Belgium.
I certainly appreciate your contributions. Why, just today, I broke my heel on my favorite pair of Tommy Choos. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and it's the freaking OJs, man.
Dad, say it like this. It's the freaking OJs, man. If I had a chance, no. Dad, that's not how you reach younger demos.
888-688-WALT. School is starting, and that just means my hell continues. I know I'm supposed to be all excited that school's starting, isn't it great? But it's not. It means triple the amount of work for me. Why is that? It's because I feel incredibly competitive against other parents who prepare lunches seemingly by an executive chef at their side. Their kids go to school with bento boxes. Their kids go to school with hand-rolled sushi from home, not from ShopRite, where I get mine, or Giant Eagle, depending on the part of the country, or Kroger's, if you want to reach Vegas. Don, listening on KXNT, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Don.
How you doing there, Walt?
Hey, buddy. How you
listen, doing? And nothing to really do with tonight's show. It was like, I think it was last week, you were mentioning something about the Howard Stern. You recall?
No. I don't recall. But I do know that this is a very special night. You ready? Because this is a Jan Bradley weekend. The greatest pastime in this man's world is playing tricks on every other. Oh, you ask, who is Jan Bradley? Who is Jan Bradley?
Dad, that's not how you reach younger demos.
Jan Bradley evokes a certain mood and a feeling within us. The greatest pastime in this man's world is playing tricks on every young girl. To have one is... That's Jan Bradley. Isn't that right, Harvey Holiday? Isn't that right? Bill in Missouri, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. You and I are driving on the great highways of America, coming back from the long week, the long weekend. It's just you and me, buddy, alone in the car, because the rest of them, they passed out hours ago. Hi, Bill.
Hey, I haven't had a cell phone for a while, and I've been dying to call, especially on the people talking and guessing who it is. And I'm at house phone right now, so I want to tell you that's Octomom. Am I right?
What's wrong with you? What are you doing your own show? Do you want to have a conversation with me? Are we talking right now, Bill?
We're talking.
All right.
Am I right?
Listen, where are you right now, Bill?
In Blue Springs, Missouri, at my father's house. I'm caregiver for my dad, and I'm usually up late listening to the radio when he's asleep.
Now, how special is my show?
I love it. I listen to it every Sunday.
And, I want to congratulate you.
During the week...
What, so on KMBZ? On KMBZ?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I do connect with what you're saying.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there.
Who do you think that is?
You know something?
I think it's Octomom.
Who's Octomom? Is that somebody from this century?
I don't know her real name.
No, is that somebody from this century? What? Who's Octomom?
The one that had the eight kids.
Who cares? Nobody cares. 888-688-WALT. But I want to emphasize something, Bill. You're taking care of your dad. You will go to heaven. I have deep and profound respect for anybody who is a full-time caregiver or part-time caregiver for their parent. That is God's work, and I respect you. I just didn't respect your guess of Octomom. What is that? 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about the hell of our kids going back to school. It's supposed to be a wonderful pastoral romantic moment where we get to see the little children off to school. My children never go off to school. My children get on a bus, and then 12 and a half minutes later, my phone rings. And I am told that they forgot their fee, their PTA notice, their signed permission slip, the fee for the art supplies, the library book that now has a $400 fine on it. It never stops. My workload quadruples the minute they leave the house. Quadruples. 888-688-WALT. The hell of back to school. Oh, listen to this. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to tell you about the great peanut butter incident of North America. This was an incident that will define my family for the rest of our lives. Because I think you and I are not defined by our job. We're not defined by the car that we drive, the sweater that we, or where we graduated from, any of that. No. We're defined by what our families hold us accountable for the rest of our lives. What our families and friends hold us accountable for forever and never let go of and bring it up forever. And for me, it is going to be something that happened 2 days ago that will become known as the Great Peanut Butter Incident of North America. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's not a social issue. It's not because you're not attracted to that person. It's a medical issue. When you have trouble getting a boner, it's not because there's anything wrong with your relationship because of your girlfriend or your boyfriend's perfume or cologne, because we're modern. No, it's because you get over 30 and it happens to every guy. Now, you know there's a boner medicine, and you know it costs a fortune. Well, not anymore. If you go to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter, you can get this medicine. Medicine. Why is it called medicine? It's a medical condition. You can get it for $5 a month. You get the medicine for free. All you have to do is subscribe to 4Hims for $5. Try 4Hims for a month for today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval and require an online consultation with a real doctor who will give you a real prescription if it's appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. It could cost hundreds of dollars if you went in person to the doctor's office. And who the hell wants to go in person to a doctor's office for boner medicine? You don't have to anymore. Go to 4hims.com/Walter. That's 4hims.com/Walter. 4hims.com/Walter. Annie Witter, the bartender. Finally, we have a bartender on the show, and one who's clever and funny and smart. Annie Witter, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Lovely to be here as always, Walter. How are you? How was vacation?
It was a nightmare because I was with my in-laws, and I will share about the great peanut butter incident coming up in just a second, something that will redefine my relationship with my entire family for the rest of my life. But last week, Annie, you mentioned something that I found very intriguing and possibly romantic, but certainly good fodder for stories, which is you mentioned that you're a traveling bartender.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, let's say you were down at the Outer Banks, right?
I was at the Outer Banks. I was in Duck, which is next to Corolla, which is next to nothing.
Okay. So those bartenders that are in those communities don't live there year-round. They get shipped in to work for the summer. So, for example, I worked out in the Hamptons for a couple of summers. I have friends that go down to the Keys for the winter, or Aspen, Jackson Hole. You know, there's a lot of really fun opportunities to travel, bartend, take advantage of the other travelers, and make your money and move on.
Well, how do you get to be known as somebody who, one, will travel, and two, is worth paying for the expense of having you travel? How do you get to be known to be that good?
You show up on time. That's pretty much it. The amount of staff that need to be brought in for, like, for example, I was in Montauk for a summer, and the population there doubles because of the service industry alone. So if there's 5,000 people there throughout the year, 5,000 people are coming in just to work. So at the end of the day, you need bodies.
Ed, is there...
Awesome. I mean, I'm a fabulous bartender. Who wouldn't want me?
Exactly. Is there a system? Is there a secret code where they determine who's a really good bartender, who's really not so great, who you better never hire again? How does this network work?
Well, word of mouth and resumes. Also, what a lot of these places end up doing is over-hiring. So maybe you only need 3 bartenders, but you'll hire 8 and then let it suss itself out.
And have you had any horrible experiences? Because once you've been transported to another location, you're stuck.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people end up hiring from out of the country. So I worked with a lot of people from the island nations and from Eastern Europe, because then you can't leave. We have your visa, we have your housing, we have your job. So that's how, like, a lot of times they just end up holding on to staff. They used to hire a lot of college students, but then halfway through the summer, all of a sudden they have to go back to school, or they need to, everyone's grandmother is dying at the same time, and they want to take off and use the money that they earned over the summer to enjoy themselves before they go back to school.
In a given 3-month period of a summer, what would you expect to earn? What would a typical situation result in income for a bartender? Ballpark.
Let me put it this way. I was working at a place that I will not name, and I worked there on Sundays from 11 in the morning till about 6 at night, and I would be 4 or 5 people deep all day long, just slinging drinks, working with 2 other girls, 2 bar backs. By the time we tipped out the bar backs and split up our tips, I could make $700 cash.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's only for, 2 months out of the year.
Now, when you see this TV show, Bar Rescue, have you seen that show?
Don't even get started on that. Walter, that show is abysmal. And that guy, John Taffer, drives me absolutely insane. He looks like one of those machine, big Billy Bass, like those fish that are mounted and they turn and they sing to you. That's who John Taffer reminds me of. It drives me insane. And he goes in, and all he wants to do is make drinks with flavored vodkas and give it a new lighting scheme. It is, it drives me insane.
All right, Annie Witter, thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Annie, the bartender, a featured player now on Sterling on Sunday. I feel very fortunate to have Annie with us. And I will call you during the week, and we will discuss those issues that you had, Annie. And I look forward to it. 888-688-WALT. Matt, James, my team viewer crashed. So you will have to push the buttons. I know it's a challenge, but you can manage it. Now, listen. This is a very, very significant spiritual night in the history of radio. In the history of network radio, nothing happens. The way things get on the air is they don't get on the air, because that would involve, you know, a lot of people making a decision. And I'm not making any decisions. I want to retire. But tonight, Sterling on Sunday starts its third year on network radio. And we're not on goofy little, you know, ring the market radio stations. Oh, you know, radio people. You know what I'm talking about. We're on real radio stations like WLS in Chicago, WMAL, Washington, D.C., KMOX, KDKA, WPHT, KXNT, KUFO, KKSF in San Francisco, KFBK in Sacramento, the Bill White radio station. You know, Bill White, the program director of KFBK, powerful and important guy. Like, you know, if he tells other program directors like a KMBZ to do something, they do it. And WSB in Atlanta. I am so proud to be on these radio stations, and I thank Craig Kitchen and Chris Olivero and Suzanne Grimes, Stuart Greenblatt, Dave Scalish, Matt DeSantis, John Cole, Elena the K, Michael Garay, Eric Ferguson, Bill Hess, Brian Phillips, Jared Hart, all of the people who had the guts to say, well, you know, Andy Vieira, Steve Moore, to say, why don't we put it on? Gary Burns, a trailblazer at Three Daughters Media. Gary Burns, a trailblazer, first in affiliate, like Peter Bolger and Bill Hess. And I thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Have I kissed up enough? Yeah, I think so. But the best part I get to have about doing this show is I get to work with Matt DeSantis. Matt DeSantis is the best sound engineer in American radio because nothing phases him. I don't know what he's taking, but nothing phases Matt, and therefore we get along great. Other board ops get very nervous when I'm on. When they have to deal with me, they get very nervous. But not Matt. It's great. And Craig Kitchen, my manager. I can't believe he's my manager. We've had a good time, and we're about to have another great year on Westwood One, and I thank everybody, especially those guys on Long Island who are going, when are they moving this to Denver? When are they moving this to Denver? 888-688-WALT, and I thank you. I thank you, Neil Paul, and I thank you, Karen and Mr. Sneakers, and I thank you, Annie Knupp, for being with me the whole time. All right, this is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Since we last talked, things have become more active in the Atlantic, and we have Tropical Storm Dorian approaching Barbados, starting in about 24 hours with 50-mile-an-hour winds and locally heavy rainfall. National Hurricane Center is working on the idea that Dorian, in its small, ragged form, will push through the islands and by Tuesday be in the eastern Caribbean. And here's where it gets confusing. Some models think it could become a hurricane. Others think it'll just hit by wind shear and be falling apart. The consensus, we don't know. If Dorian hangs together, moves a little faster, stays north of Hispaniola midweek, then we might have a Labor Day problem. And if Dorian slows down and stays south of Hispaniola, then it's likely the storm will just wash away. Lots to watch, nothing to worry about yet. And there's nothing to worry about with Invest 98, a tropical wave moving slowly northeast, parallel to the southeast coast. NHC is thinking it still has a chance to develop as Aaron, moving out into the Atlantic, and that probably won't happen for a couple of days. We'll be watching. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, we're live on a Sunday night. No one else is live. 888-688-WALT. We're talking about back to school. Listen, everybody romanticizes how great it is. The kids going back to school. The crispy fall is in the air. Well, there's no crispy fall in the air. It's hot as hell. It's hot as hell. And these criminals who run these schools don't air condition them. How is it possible that every bad bar in Philadelphia and Chicago and Vegas is air conditioned, but not every school. I'll tell you, you want to know how a Democrat can win, how anybody could win to be president? Are you ready? I'll tell you how anybody could win to be president. Number one, there is no federal money for any school system unless every school is air conditioned. Number two, right now, are you on a toll road? Are you on 95 in the bad parts? Are you on a toll road in Atlanta, in the rich man lanes? The elimination of all tolls by federal mandate. Eliminate all road tolls. Those roads were built 50 years ago, paid for 50 years ago. Oh, but we have to spend money to maintain them. If you were to look at the very public budgets for those toll roads, you would find that there is almost no money spent on maintaining the roads. Go look at what it's for. Some of these roads have $25 million a year for, ready, public relations. And the third thing, if any candidate ran on this platform, plank, three things, no tolls, air conditioning the schools, and number three, no man is allowed to be photographed for his wedding photograph that runs in the newspaper without a tie on. Every guy in those photographs who doesn't have a tie on, you look like a D-bag. Dan in California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Dan.
They called at 9:30. Love you, Dan. Hello?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Second-time caller, long-time listener, though, but I had the same thing. I'm taking care of my father because...
Oh, my gosh, Dan, you've upset the monkey. I have a live monkey in the laundry room. Certain tonal quality, certain voices upset it. We got it from a circus. And the only way I can shut up this monkey is by playing music that came in a cassette with the monkey. Let's see if this works. Here, I have this banana. It's been sitting around here for 3 days. I can't put it in the lunchbox anymore. I have to put a bento box in.
Sterling on Sunday. Last week, Judy in Dallas told this terrible joke.
I was wondering, what do you feed a gay horse? Hey!
And now, this week's terrible joke from Judy in Dallas.
Judy, you say that the last 2 weeks I have ruined the delivery of your jokes. Is that correct?
Well, kind of, yes.
Would you like to give them again, and you will not be molested?
You know what? I can't even remember what they were, you know? Let me just take you back tonight, okay?
Yes.
Would you call a bee from America? And you can translate it, because I know you can't understand me well. So what do you call a bee from America?
What do you call a bee from America?
A USB.
Judy listens on WBAP in Dallas. And WBAP in Dallas is the same location as one of my best friends' business. And today is her birthday, August 25th. So, Catherine S., happy birthday to you, the owner of the Arrangement Furniture Gallery and Design Firm in the Galleria in Dallas. No, I'm not getting anything for this. I'm just being a nice guy. You know, there isn't always some barter business. There isn't any barter business. Catherine at the Arrangement, happy birthday to you in Dallas and listening on WBAP.
Now, for a limited time, own all the music Walter listens to before the show. Get in the mood to do a network show just like Walter. Get 10 of Walter's favorite show prep hits. When Walter is feeling 1960s gay...
The lifetime of pleasure, a hidden treasure.
Or
when he remembers that one-nighter in Northern California. Visit the 70s with Walter and Barry. You can feel Walter's excitement about being on the air and not behind a desk. Walter believed Barry was really married to that woman. Hot for the OJs? You bet Walter goes there. Call him Disco Walt.
The girl was so smart.
And when Walter is feeling depressed, he's happy he doesn't know loan sharks. Yes, now you can prep for a network radio show with the exact right music, only $9.99. Call now at 888-688-WALT. And
it's an all Bradley weekend.
The greatest pastime in this man's world is playing tricks on every young girl.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
Are you ready? Are you ready? It's boner time. And that means that finally you can get the medicine you need to get a boner whenever you want for free. That's right. It used to cost $400 or $500 to get boner medicine. Now, why do you need boner medicine? Because sometimes when a guy doesn't have a boner, it is a medical condition. It has nothing to do with whether or not you're attracted to the person. It's not a social issue, and it's not you. It isn't that your fantasies have stopped working. No, your fantasies are just fine. The issue is that you're over 30, and most men over 30 from time to time have trouble getting a boner. It's okay. That's why there's medicine for it. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. And what do you get? You will get boner medicine for free. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds of bucks if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. But instead, just go to 4hims.com/Walter. That's FORHIMS.com/Walter. FORHIMS.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This week, we don't have one story about incest. That's about all I can promise you, though. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Tonight on Heartland Headlines, we visit a radio station that time forgot. So naturally, one of my favorites, buried deep in the woods of northern Minnesota. Coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Drone footage of Rick LaGina carrying a box. Details later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
Wet in the center of the country, beautiful to the right, hot to the left. And let's keep an eye on Dorian in the tropics. We always need to stay weather alert. Meteorologist John Weatherby, details on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Gary Ornell. The question is, why can't women in America enjoy the same freedom as men do when it comes to going in public topless? I'm going to address this issue later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Last week, I invited you to join me for lunch. I was stuck on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and I decided I'd give you the greatest gift possible, which is an excuse to get out of the house. That's the greatest gift I can give you, is an excuse to get out of the house. And I want to thank everybody who showed up for that lunch. And I said, you get to ask me one question. What's so bizarre, everybody asked me the same question. Do you really do the show from your laundry room? Well, the imagery from my laundry room tonight truly is shocking. And I really don't understand why Facebook hasn't censored this, because Facebook is obsessed with censoring everything. Everything. But if you go to Walter M. Sterling, you can see the live video stream right now. It is coming live from my laundry room. And the imagery you're going to see will shock you. Plus, it puts you into this chat room, communal experience. You all get to share with each other, chat with each other about the show, say, you know, how you have nothing to do on a Sunday night. And I am so glad you don't. You and I are defined. We're not defined by our job, by the clothes we wear, by our dress, by our car. We're not really defined by those things. You and I are defined by one or two incidents that take place in our entire lives with a friend or family member. One or two incidents that will be brought up again and again, over and over, the rest of our lives. If you want to see that live video stream, go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-A-N-G, and it'll pop right up. You see the live stream directly from my laundry room right now. And I don't know why Facebook hasn't censored it. Because, first of all, it's, well, it's religious in nature. And right there, there's trouble. Plus, it shows things that make people happy and relaxed. And they never like that. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Go there and you enter a chat room. Chat with other people. It's exciting. We are defined in our relationships with other people by one or two incidents, not by all the good things you've done, not by your kids or your name or your clothes or where you live. No, no. It's one or two things that we do that define you and me for the rest of our lives. For the rest of our lives. Hey, remember when you were in school when you did this? Yes, I remember it till I die. 2 days ago, an incident took place with my in-laws at a beach house that will define our relationship for the rest of our lives. It will become known as the Great Peanut Butter Incident of 2019. I was sitting in the main house. Now, my family doesn't get to stay in the main house. We get to stay in what I call the driver's residence, because in order to get to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, I have to drive for 14 days. And once I get there, we stay in the driver's house, not the main house. The driver's house, for example, does not have a dishwasher. I grant you that that is a luxury problem, but the main house has a dishwasher. His name is Juan. And he comes with the house, apparently, and he's there. He's cleaning up all the time. And a uniformed butler, it's unbelievable. I go to visit the main house, and no one's around. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon. I have very few addictions. I have very few vices, very few. One of them is peanut butter. I have no control over the sight of peanut butter. If I see a jar of peanut butter, I'm going to open it up, and I'm not. What are you going to do? You're going to put it in a plate? It's almost gross to put peanut butter in a plate. And if it's all natural peanut butter, well, that's even more gross. No, if I see a jar of peanut butter, what I'm going to do is open it, and I'm going to take a spoon and put it in the jar of peanut butter and eat it. And there I was in the main house. And there was a jar of all-natural peanut butter. Now, one of the things about being on vacation is that I view that the food is communism. That if you bring food to a vacation house and you share the house with other families and you put your food in the refrigerator, it's fair game. Anybody can eat that food. Because, you ready? That's how I do it. If you come to my house and there's food in my house, please have the food. If you need a place to stay or a place to live, for whatever reason, stay in my house. If you need clothes and you don't have any or you need an extra pair of this or that, take it. Not because I'm a great human being, but because I'm a human being. Because I'm a human being. Now I'm sitting in this incredible mansion on the beach, and it was a mansion. And there's a jar of peanut butter. Now what happens? I take the jar of peanut butter, and I open it up, and I have a spoon, and I put my spoon in, and I eat it. And then I go to put it in again, and I realize it's a full jar of peanut butter in a communal situation. I can't double dip. I can't double dip the jar of peanut butter. The only way I could double dip the jar of peanut butter is if I take it out of circulation. If I take the jar of peanut butter out of circulation, I might be able to get away with it. I took the jar of peanut butter, I put the peanut butter spoon in it, and it was that good natural kind that's all syrupy and goopy, that kind. I take a spoonful, teaspoonful, and I eat it. And then I'm like, well, what am I going to do now? I have to take this jar of peanut butter out of circulation. It would be immoral and wrong and unhealthy to let others dip into this jar of peanut butter. I did the only thing a man could do. I took the jar of peanut butter, and I hid it with the spoon in it behind the curtain in the living room. In the living room. That's a safe spot, right? And then I went about my day. What happened next with the jar of peanut butter and me and my family is unbelievable. And I will share with you coming up in just seconds. It will go down as the great peanut butter incident of 2019. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Coming up in just seconds, Midnight Misfits, Gary Arnell, Florida Stories. It's a big show. We have a big show for you.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Hello again. Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Active weather tonight across the Dakotas with a severe thunderstorm watch and a few embedded warnings. New red flag warnings for Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and Idaho. Looking for fire danger there. And new heat advisories again for Texas, Oklahoma. Oh, and our flash flood watch for a deep plume of tropical moisture over Louisiana into Mississippi and now northward into Tennessee. Lousy way to start the new week with locally heavy rainfall for the Tennessee Valley, drifting eastward along a stationary front over Dixie tonight. That same front is directing a tropical wave past Georgia and South Carolina, and we have Dorian headed to the Windward Islands. More on that coming up. But first, what's your weather tomorrow? Dry and very comfortable for the northeast, mid-Atlantic down to Georgia. That tropical moisture from the Gulf up to the Great Lakes, heaviest rains near Nashville. Severe weather from Kansas through Missouri into Iowa, and more rain farther north through the Twin Cities. And the western half of the country will be hot and dry. No big storms this week, just watching Dorian. And more on that coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Oh, thank you. Okay, for our first Florida story, I just want to touch on this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing and not necessarily the conspiracy theory angle of this, but a lot of weird stuff happened up in New York and a lot of weird stuff happened over in his private island in the Caribbean with the weird dome temple and everything. But Florida has their nasty little fingerprints on this, and that goes back to the charges he pled guilty to, that deal he got. That was in Florida back in 2008. And at the Palm Beach County Jail, he had some interesting purchases on his ledger that included some size 5 women's panties. Now, why would he need that? Of course he can't fit into them. But the thought process is that perhaps he needed that on his inventory to explain why he had some. But what he actually had was he bribed some guys to go get him some panties from the laundry of the women's jail, which women were in the same facility he was in. And they got him the panties that way. Super gross. But in this whole nasty, perverted mess, Florida has its say.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to go see how our neighbors in Parkland are doing. Well, they had a scare because there was a guy in his backyard in Parkland. And lo and behold, a panther jumps over the fence. And I mean a fully grown 60-pound lion. So he runs inside, slides the patio door shut, calls the cops. scares the panther off. It runs into someone else's backyard. So the cops show up and they're like, I'm sorry, I don't have any panther training. Thank you very much. So the wildlife guy comes out there and some hoss jumps into a backyard with a tranquilizer gun, takes it down, and when it falls asleep, now they have to find the guy who owns it. It's not a wild panther. It's well fed and groomed and clean and all that. So they know it's a private panther. Turns out it belongs to a guy named Tyrone Spong, and he has an interesting job title. I've never heard of this one before. He is the World Boxing Organization Latino Heavyweight Champion. Yeah, he's the boxing champion, just the Latinos. I didn't know that was a thing. Good job, Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we have Okaloosa County. It's unincorporated Okaloosa County. So that tells me it's probably like right outside of Fort Walton, Destin somewhere. And a 20-year-old Florida man has had a strained relationship with his girlfriend lately. He thinks that she's been seeing another guy. She's not answering his calls. He's getting super jealous. Finally, she answers his call, and he's like, I need to talk to you now. Come by my work now. She's like, I don't think this is a good time. He goes, no, now's good. Now. Come by now. So fine. She comes by, and she's driving some other dude's car. Turns out he works at an excavating company. He goes and gets one of those giant front-end loaders, fills it with dirt, and then drives up to the car, and she's saying, no, no, don't dump it. And he's like, get out the way, or I'm going to dump it on you, too. So she gets out the way. He dumps all this dirt on the car. The driver's side window is down, so it kind of wrecks the car. He gets arrested for the destruction of property. I always love these stories. You had to dump dirt on the car, you could have just broke up with her. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Did I cough on the air? That's what I thought. Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Are you sure this isn't overmodulating? I swear, everything is like red and screaming at me, and the compression's going nuts. I wonder what that's about. Well, the great peanut butter incident of 2019. Let me tell you about this. I was staying with my in-laws at a giant house on the beach. We were not staying there. No, no, we were relegated to the driver's house, to the guest house, over there. But once or twice a day, they would let us come over to the giant house, the one with the two Sub-Zero refrigerators side by side. We didn't have a dishwasher. They had two Sub-Zero refrigerators side by side. Two. And it was at a moment in time where there was nobody in the house. Either they were all down at the beach or something. I don't know. But I was alone in this mansion, and there was a jar of all-natural peanut butter. A jar of all-natural peanut butter. And there are very few things that I can't resist, but I cannot resist all-natural peanut butter. But then I had a problem. I opened up this beautiful virgin jar, took the seal off, turned the top, and there it has that beautiful goo on the top, the natural oils, oh, peanut butter. And I had a spoon. And what did I do? I dipped into the jar of peanut butter, and then I had a problem. And the problem was that I couldn't double dip. This was a common jar of peanut butter, a communist jar of peanut butter. It was like Moscow in the 60s, three families in one apartment. But I was alone in the house, so what did I do? I double-dipped. And then I had the problem, what do I do with the jar? I can't put it back. I can't let my bacteria spread to other family members. They're reptilian. It could kill them. I hid it behind the heavy curtain in the living room, figuring nobody would see it. I go home to our tiny driver's house. I have a nice night's sleep. I have a lovely breakfast. I enjoy quality time with my 7-year-old daughter. I go back to the main house the next morning. And when I walked in to the next morning, it was as though I was wearing a MAGA hat. It was though everything I had ever done wrong was on my face. I'm looked at by all of my in-laws, all of their friends from childhood. They were all glaring at me. They were all glaring at me. Why? I'll tell you in seconds. I'm Walter Sterling, live on a Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. Yeah, we're live. There's nothing else live. Well, you think the gold show's live? The annuity show is live? No. The best of? There's no such thing as a best of talk show. That's only bad old fish. If you can't call in, it's not a good talk show. In fact, it's just kind of pathetic and sad in so many ways that I can't even waste your time with. You and I are defined by our friends, our employers, our families, not by what we do day to day, not by what we wear, where we work, how much money we have. No, no, no. We're defined by one or two events that take place in our lives that are we are reminded of the rest of our lives. Something at the wedding, the time you got drunk, the wrong gift, the wrong thing you said to your mother-in-law. You know, when you got married, you thought you were marrying a spouse, but instead you married a court reporter who is going to read back every single thing you ever said and did. 2 days ago, I'm at this beach house with my in-laws, all of my in-laws, and there was the one thing I can't resist, which is a jar of peanut butter. I open the peanut butter, I take a spoonful, and then I start to take a second spoonful, and I'm like, oh, I can't double dip. I can't double dip. This is common peanut butter. Everybody's going to eat from this jar. What am I going to do? Well, I decided to do the only manly thing is I ate a spoonful, and then I ate another spoonful. And then I'm looking around, what am I going to do with this jar of peanut butter? It's so much is left. I can't throw it away, but I can't put it back. I hid it behind the curtains. I go back to the guest house. I eat dinner. I hang out with my kids. I go to sleep. The next morning, I go back to the main house, and everybody's glaring at me. Everybody's glaring at me, and nobody's saying a word. And then, not one of my in-laws, but one of their friends, because, you know, we had to share the house with 80 families. Whoever heard of this? When I was a kid, yeah, we went on vacation with other families, and they had their own houses. My mother would have never shared a house with another family. She would have called that communism. She would have thought it was like Moscow in the 60s. She would have never shared a house with another family. Yeah, you want to go on vacation with us? You get your own house, and we'll see you from time to time. That's how you do it. Instead, my in-laws, there are 10 families in this house. And people I don't even know, or worse, people who are about to move. Why do I have to bond with people who are about to move? One of their friends, a guy, glares at me and he goes, well, now you have your own jar of peanut butter. And it was like razor's edge. Now you have your own jar of peanut butter. I'm like, what? 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 I couldn't even remember. I couldn't even realize what he was talking about. And then I remembered. I had hid a jar of peanut butter behind the living room curtains with a spoon in it. And somebody found it, probably some mischievous 8-year-old found it. And he was, now you can have it. Now it's all yours now, as in nobody wants to eat your jar of peanut butter when you've eaten out of it. And then somebody else says, oh, we threw it out already. We threw it out already. It's already thrown away. It's already thrown away. Okay, now I go out to I leave the house quietly, quickly. My 16-year-old follows me, and she says to me, did you hide that jar of peanut butter? I looked at her. I said, yeah, I did that. And she laughed. She said, well, it's a very big problem. I said, what do you mean it's a big problem? She said, I told them it was just a jar of peanut butter. We'd replace it. I said, well, let me go do that right now. Well, I would have figured that, you know, I had given them all measles or perhaps injured one of their children or beheaded their cat based on the... Well, it turns out this guy who had brought this jar of peanut butter was not common use. It was not a common carrier peanut butter. It was very special to him. It was his brand of natural peanut butter that only he needed to have all the time and no one else could have it. And you know what? I got excommunicated. I got excommunicated. What happened because of this jar of peanut butter is unbelievable. And I'll tell you more about that in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. Here's Gary Arnell, our good friend. Gary, do I sound as though I'm overmodulating?
You're sounding hot. Let me put it that way. So just, yeah, slightly over the top.
Matt, it's overmodulating. Why don't you think it's over? Everything's red. Everything's compressing too much. There's something wrong with the calibration between the laundry room and the professional control board.
Maybe you got the dryer on spin. I don't know. But it's hot. It's hot, baby. So,
Gary Arnell, our good friend, has raised a very important point, which is that he believes that women should be able to go topless in public as men do. However, I would suggest, Gary, that most men should not.
Well, I'm laughing at that because I would tend to agree with you, but that should be up to the individual guy's decision. So here's how I was thinking about this. I recently visited Orient Beach, which is on the French side of St. Martin. It's a clothing optional beach. Women are bare-breasted, guys are just, you know, hanging out literally. And I decided I'm going to give this a shot. Now, I don't have a body like Adonis, and this is what led me to feel that women in this country need to have this kind of liberation and freedom. So I stripped down everything except for my water shoes, and I, what a picture, and I go into the ocean, and I love it, and I'm feeling good. So I get back to New Jersey, and by the way, Walter, when I said I don't have a body like Adonis, I was in a store today, and a guy said to me, excuse me, sir, I don't mean to intrude, but are you Michael Moore? So I will just leave it at that. So I'm looking in New Jersey for a nude beach. Gunnison Beach is in Monmouth County. For those not familiar with New Jersey, it's in central Jersey, and it's managed by the National Park Service, and it is the only, in the most densely populated state in the nation, the only legal clothing option beach in New Jersey. So I'm thinking, if I felt all of this liberation and all of this freedom, why can't women in America have the same option as men? And I don't mean just at the beach, Walter. They got to be 18 or older, but if you're going into Walmart, if you're strolling down the street, if a guy can do it, and we hear this argument all the time, without a shirt, why can't a woman? And the reason is because we have sexualized women's breasts and their nipples, and we think that the primary purpose of women's breasts is sex, not feeding babies, and not a natural part of their anatomy. And that's what it is. The Supreme Court is going to decide in October whether to hear a case concerning topless women in public and the unequal treatment between men and women. Now, if you say to me, Walter, Gary, if you see a good-looking woman on the beach, at Gunnison Beach, if you get there, will you be sexually aroused by this woman because it's just a natural part of her body? And the answer to that is, yeah, I might be, but that's not her fault, and she shouldn't have to worry about it. And I just believe that women should have the ability, their choice, to strip down and be comfortable and be natural. I felt so good after getting to Orient Beach, Walter. I couldn't believe it. Go ahead.
You realize that in the city of New York, women do have that right.
Yes.
And always have. It's only in parochial, provincial places like New Jersey where they don't. Or oddly in Florida where they don't. But I believe that women and men should be able to dress whatever way they want, wherever they want. And the downside is that from a cosmetic point of view, most people, men and women, really should cover up. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Martin, listening on WPHT in Philadelphia. Hi, Martin. Welcome to the Giant Show. You wanted to compliment me, thank God.
Brother, I know your pain. I know your pain. I've got a peanut butter addiction myself. And it doesn't matter if it's Great Value or Skippy or Peter Pan, you know. But my wife has found a jar in the recycle bin, and she said to me, this was a half a jar. And I was like, look, I said, and she said, well, where'd all the peanut butter go? It was a half of this giant jar. And I just, like, said, I ate it. And next thing I know, I had to go to the grocery store and buy two jars of peanut butter, you know, to reconcile with my
wife
and two daughters.
Did you go to Catholic school? Did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah, I went to Catholic school.
Yes, I knew it because I did the same thing you did. I bought two. That's how I dealt with my guilt. I bought two, and I appreciate the call, Martin. Thanks very much for calling at 888-688-WALT. Yes, the way I solved the problem of me providing the service of hiding the jar after I double-dipped so that others wouldn't get sick is I bought two jars. Now, how do you feel about what Gary Arnell's saying? He's saying there should be no laws about men and women wearing tops, that women should be able to wear tops whenever they want, wherever they want, or not, and I agree. And my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Since we last talked, things have become more active in the Atlantic, and we have Tropical Storm Dorian approaching Barbados, starting in about 24 hours with 50-mile-an-hour winds and locally heavy rainfall. National Hurricane Center is working on the idea that Dorian, in its small, ragged form, will push through the islands and by Tuesday be in the eastern Caribbean. And here's where it gets confusing. Some models think it could become a hurricane. Others think it'll just hit by wind shear and be falling apart. The consensus, we don't know. If Dorian hangs together, moves a little faster, stays north of Hispaniola midweek, then we might have a Labor Day problem. And if Dorian slows down and stays south of Hispaniola, then it's likely the storm will just wash away. Lots to watch, nothing to worry about yet. And there's nothing to worry about with Invest 98, a tropical wave moving slowly northeast, parallel to the southeast coast. NHC is thinking it still has a chance to develop as Aaron moving out into the Atlantic, and that probably won't happen for a couple of days. We'll be watching. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. Walter M. Sterling with Gary Arnell, our good friend, powerful and important friend of the show, who says that men and women should both be able to walk around topless. And, wait, I have to find something. Where is it? Where did it go? Punch up the call, would you, Matt? Because for the life of me, I can't find the call screener. Linda, welcome to Sterling on Sunday with Gary Arnell. How are you?
I am doing well. California is roasting, but, you know, in California, women are allowed to go completely topless.
But here's the deal, Linda, all right? There are some states and some cities that are designated, you know, you've heard of sanctuary cities. They're topless cities. But the police, and you got to be aware of this, they can still arrest you under the pretense of disorderly conduct. So it depends. Were you arrested, Linda? Were you exposed? What happened?
No, I was sitting in a park, and here comes a plus-size woman.
Yeah.
Can we say Roseanne Barr?
Mm-hmm.
With absolutely nothing on from the waist up. And it's like, okay, it's just me and my dogs relaxing in the park. It's like, but this can't be right because there's kids over on the playground. So I called the police.
And what happened?
And they tell me, they said, no, it is not their fault that they are female and that their chest developed differently.
And you know what, Linda? They're right. And that's what I was talking about when I was saying to Walter a second ago about it's the culture. You know, if a kid is in shock because, first of all, kids should not be in shock. The kid should be taught that this is the physical anatomy of a woman and a man. And that's the way that should be approached. So bravo to the cops there for taking that attitude.
Well, it's not just the cops. It is an actual ordinance within the county of Merced in California.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Linda, at 888-688-WALT. Well, Gary, now, let's see, Gary, what else do you have to report?
What else do I have to report? I had another incident that took place in a retail store. And here's the thing that I don't understand, Walter, and we in New Jersey have an attitude about this. And that is that when you have so much competition from the online retail aspect in Amazon, that these local retailers would go out of their way to welcome you into the store, make you feel comfortable, help you with the purchase, give you some information and so forth. Well, I've run into everything that's exactly the opposite of that. I go into a convenience store the other day here in Jersey, and for some reason, certain individuals don't like to clean the windows, and it looks disgusting, and it's not a good appearance. And I said to the guy, you know, and he sells food items, and I said, wouldn't it be interesting if, not wouldn't it be interesting, when's the last time you cleaned the windows in this store? And he gave me a big argument about that's his decision when to do that. And one other note, I go into a store, the roof is leaking, and it's flooded in there. There's no sign in one area of the store where the store is flooded. I walk in there, my sneakers get soaked, I go up to the store manager, and she says, oh yeah, we got a leak in the roof over there, and there's water over there. I said, A, there's no sign, and B, what are you going to do for me? Walter, 10% off my purchase up to $10. You know what? She's going to give me $1. What bad retail experiences.
Bad retail experience. But you know, when you described the situation with the roof leaking, I thought you were going to talk about LaGuardia Airport. When am I going to get 10% off the airplanes for that? Mr. Arnell, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. You are the best. How do people get in touch with you, Gary?
They can go to Gary Arnell, RNEL.com.
All right, Gary Arnell, great friend of the show. You know, we're starting our third year, Gary.
Yes.
Which is shocking to many in radio who said, what? What is he doing? What? Thank you very much. 888-688-WALT. Moments ago, I was sharing this story with you about the fact that I was at I was sharing a house with 10 relatives, 10 in-laws, all in one giant house, like communism in the 60s. And there was the jar of peanut butter, and I had to have some peanut butter, right? It's the only addiction I have no control over, none. I was about to put the spoon in the peanut butter again, a brand new jar, and I realized I'd be double dipping, and it was a common jar of peanut butter. Many other people were using this. The only thing I could do to protect their health was to leave the jar, put it behind a curtain in the living room so nobody would find it. The next morning I come in to this house. Everybody's staring at me. And one person goes, well, now you have your own jar of peanut butter. They found the jar of peanut butter. I'm thinking, I will replace it. I get in the car. My daughter follows me. She says, did you put that behind the curtain? I'm like, yes. She says, well, I told them it's not a big deal. We could replace it. I said, I'm going to go out right now and replace it. When I came back with two jars of peanut butter, the result of this was it was suggested that I not visit the house again. That as long as I was on vacation there, I should stay in the guest house, or as I call it, the driver's quarters. This incident is going to define my relationship with my in-laws forever. And that's how it works in relationships, isn't it? It isn't how much money you earn, where you live, the color of your clothes, the color of your skin. That's not it. One or two things that we do at work, in school, with our friends, one or two things, not 20, one or two things that you and I do define our relationships forever. Have you committed any crimes in the eyes of your family that are unforgivable? I'm not talking about, you know, beheading the dog. I'm just talking about a slight that is huge in their minds. I ate out of a jar of peanut butter, and then I hid the jar, and that will be my epitaph. That will be it. It will follow me until I die. It will be brought up at every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, and not as funny. It will not be brought up as a funny thing. No, no, no. But have you done one thing that they have that you makes you the unforgiven? The unforgiven, and you look at it and go, but that's just stupid. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, live on a Sunday night. Yeah, I'm live. Nothing else is live. It's so sad. American radio, so sad. Greatest medium there is. You and I alone on I-5, 60, 67, 480, 80, 81. We're alone in the car. If I have something to share with you, a story to tell you, a product to sell you, nothing works better than this medium. This is Sterling on Sunday.
The taping of upcoming episodes of The Curse of Oak Island is opening many a door, including a box. There is a dark web chat room, and it is about The Curse of Oak Island. And someone sent a drone up. In fact, many people are sending drones up to spy on the curse of Oak Island. And this drone shows Rick Legina. He's Legina that has beautiful hair and a gray beard. Not a gray speck in his top of his skull, but his beard is gray can be. And Rick is carrying a box from the swamp. Inside that box, is it amazing gold? Is it the Holy Grail? Or it could it be something even better? You may say, Velo, there's nothing better than gold or the Holy Grail. Oh, my friends, if you only knew, could it be Oak Island jewels? Jewels, stones of great value have already been found on Oak Island, but this box is filled with some sort of treasure. And that treasure is going to mean a lot for us and a lot for this upcoming season of The Curse of Oak Island. Gold. We know gold is on the island. Some of the estimates say it's over $500 million. You can buy a lot of Just for Men. Just for your beard, Rick Legina, if you find $500 million. $500 million. It's often been said that the Holy Grail is priceless. If the Holy Grail is found, how much is that worth? Is that worth $1 billion? Would Jeff Bezos buy it for $1 billion? What about Bill Gates? He needs some good pub after the whole flight on the Lolita Express. We're going to find out more in this coming season of The Curse of Oak Island. I'm Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. There it is. Jeff, listening on WLS, welcome to the Giant Show. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Walt. I got a simple solution for your peanut butter problem, and it's a little late now, but try using a new spoon with every bite you take and just wash the spoons.
Well, Jeff, that's a very logical solution, but you know what that would have meant, don't you?
You would have had washed spoons.
I would have had to get up.
Oh, okay.
I would have had to leave the comfy chair and the 1,000 channels of cable TV, and I would have had to get up. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
In trade for a lifetime of grief.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
Who do you think that is, Jeff, listening on WLS in Chicago?
Sorry, no clue.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling. 888-688-WALT, 888 688-WALT. Yes, there are many logical solutions to how not to double dip in a peanut butter jar. Sure, get another spoon, but every time I would have had to stand up. And that would ruin the whole point of vacation. The whole point of vacation to me is to sit in a very comfortable chair in 50-degree temperature in the room, because the thermostat's been set to 50, have 1,000 cable channels, nobody bothering me, and eat peanut butter. That, to me, is a vacation. Every step away from that chair, every step away from the peanut butter spoon is exhausting. It just is exhausting. It's not okay. Now, you and I can stay in touch all week. You know how we do that? I have an email address, and every email I get gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. I answer every email. I have a Facebook page because we're required by law as broadcasters to have Facebook pages. WalterMSterling. And right now, if you go to the Facebook page, I am shocked that it has not been censored. I am streaming live from my laundry room. I am streaming live from the laundry room. You can see the laundry room right now. Walter M. Sterling, go to Facebook, go to my page, and there it is, the laundry room. But I don't understand why Facebook hasn't censored it, because they censored everything. They censored everything. And, you know, you'd think I had a MAGA hat up there, which would be instantly censored. I'm looking at something here. You know, it's very, very difficult to do this show. What am I supposed to do here? Do this. All right. Yes. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You want to guess the mystery voice? Hi.
Hello.
Hello. You want to guess the mystery voice?
Absolutely. I think it's not only but AOC.
Wait. Hold on a second. I we have to play it first. We have to play it first. Here
okay,
we go.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
Now, who do you think that is?
I think it's AOC. That sounds just like her.
Has she ever said anything like that?
I think it just sounds exactly like her. I don't know if she's ever said it or not, but...
But I don't understand. Do you listen to the show, like, every now and then?
Yep, every Sunday.
All right. I appreciate you listening. I really do. You know how many people, you want to grab that, Matt? You know how many people say they think it's AOC? And I'm like, I've never talked about her. I don't talk about politics. I don't find anything about that interesting. And I think it's just, it's like a female voice. That's it. That's the only thing I can figure. It's a female voice, and therefore you think it's the only female mentioned on this station when I'm not on the air. It's really weird. It's an interesting psychological experiment. Listen, does this sound like, what's her name? Anita Cortez, Anita Bryant, what is it?
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
I've never heard her speak over a musical bed. I've never heard her say anything as kind as it. I don't get it. It's really weird to me. It's a very interesting phenomena. It's a really interesting phenomena. Or the other side of it is they guess people who are from the 1930s.
Is it Doris Day?
No, it's not Doris Day. There must be some pop culture references in the middle. We should go for those. You know what today is? Today is Jan Bradley Sunday. The greatest pastime in this man's world. You know, Bruce Springsteen has a daughter who's like in her 20s, and she's a real prep. She's a real preppy. Can you imagine how it goes in the Springsteen house? And the daughter looks like a daughter looks at a father and goes, but dad, don't you know any other song? And he goes, no, that is the song. Hey, listen, have a great week. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right.